Good morning. Check my cords and cables. I think we're good. Okay, today is 12/12/14. December the 12th, 2014, a Friday. And what time is it? Oh, I have no idea. Let's see if I can find out. It says 7:50. We're a little bit late this morning. We had some car trouble. Kid was late to school. I had to call her in. But we made it. She was only a few minutes late. But it made me quite a few minutes late because generally I drop her on time and then get home. However, shoot, what I didn't do is go to the grocery store. Oh well. So, progress. Captain Sherrick, the files came back approved this morning. I got all of the edits in yesterday morning, put all the files up, and the paperback came back approved from CreateSpace, so I pulled the trigger. It'll be a couple days, but it's be there. And today it's on to owner share. So, ownership is a big book. It's almost 600 pages. So, it's 200 pages longer than Captain Share. Not quite three times longer than Quarter Share. It's going to be a lot of work. But I think because it's newer work, I think because I've had a lot of typo reports on it before I even started, it's probably going to be pretty clean. So mostly, I suspect mostly dialogue tags, because apparently I'm really crap with dialogue tags. And I did notice as I was going through Captain Share that I had fixed the physics problem. And it actually works. So, yeah, if you listen to the podcast, the podcast says that they're trying to speed up. When in reality, what they're trying to do is slow down. Because their momentum carries through the wormholes, through the jumps, and they come out of the jump going the same relative speed and vector, so same velocity that they were going in, which is why they have to get lined up. And when I wrote it originally, it was like, oh yeah, they have to speed up. They're way out there. They have to speed up. No. And I knew that they had to slow down, but my brain was not quite engaged. Somebody wrote to me about it. It might have been Tara Lee. About it years ago. And of course, I'm not going to re-record the podcast. But I did fix the book. I think I fixed all the places. I hope I did anyway. We'll see. And I get to the point in the book where they get paid off for rescuing the sarcastic voice. And I've had a lot of people complain about it made it too easy. And the problem... And I appreciate that that's the perspective. I appreciate that that's the view. But that, and the problem is that it's first person, and we don't know why they paid that amount. We don't know why they sent that money to Ishmael and the crew. But there is a reason, and it's going to come back in the next series. There is a reason for that. In a nutshell, the reason is they were breaking the law. And because of Ishmael, they didn't get caught. So they didn't forfeit the ship. They didn't lose, the people didn't die. They didn't lose the ship, and the company wasn't on the hook for fines that would have beggared them. The payoff for them was relatively small. For Ishmael, it meant the difference between turning a profit or not. But for Plunkett's Junkets, that was huge. The amount that they had to pay for it was small. And so doing that sort of said, oh, okay, see, these are the nice guys. We don't have to worry about Plunkett's Junkets. They're the good guys. So, yeah, because they paid off big time. I really wanted to staple down the fact that Plunkett's Junkets exists, that this thing goes on where you can hire a fast packet and go out to Odin's outpost and gamble and consort with individuals of ill repute and many other things that are probably not polite in certain sectors of the universe. So Plunkett's Junket is will be an important player. And so one of the reasons that they paid off was to make it memorable, to make the reader go, what? So when they get the Plunkett's Junket in the next series, they'll remember, oh yeah, Plunkett's Junket, they were the guys who paid off so well. The assumption, of course, is that it's a Mary Sue or a Gary Stu or whatever you want to call it. It just made it too easy. I wasn't being hard enough on my main characters. I wasn't treating them poorly enough to make a valid story, to make a good story. It wasn't something that Ishmael had to overcome. No, really, was he already overcome it? He'd already gambled and lost. He'd already been in the hole. So, yeah, I looked at it for a long time and I thought, do I want to take this out? Do I want to remove this? And he says, no. No, because it serves a purpose other than making life easy for Ishmael. It didn't affect the bat one way or the other. It didn't really affect Ishmael's career one way or the other. That's what the insurance was for. And of course they did have to pay the insurance back, which I didn't mention. But yeah, the Plunkett's Junkets will be important later. My beard is dripping. Jeez. Good morning, officer. There, in the sun, the eastern reach. Here we go, 0.4 miles straight ahead. So yeah, that's news from the Golden Age this morning. Captain share done, owner share will get dug into today. Excuse me. using the retriever and the mining belt while I mark up stuff. It works really well. My new Fenrir is coming along nicely. I've started learning some Tech 2 construction skills on my main Maker Man. Because Mackinac would be handy. Although I don't want to pay $300 million for Mackinac. Skiff would be handy. But they're almost as expensive. I wonder what they do cost these days. Probably $250. $200 million. I mention it because PC Herring and I had a rather abbreviated afternoon of mining. He was late getting in. I was late getting back. We got out, got everything established. We had about an hour, hour and a half of mining. And picked up a lot of ore. We wiped out one belt almost. No, actually we did. We wiped out one belt. We're starting on the second when the miner bumping people showed up. And it's irritating. Oh, you have to pay $10 million or we'll keep bumping you. Well, if I pay you $10 million, then you'll gank me. That's the problem they've got. This is a code. Code dot. C-O-D-E dot. That's an alliance of gankers who, high-sec gankers who are creating content. And I use that term with little air quotes. By making mining less reliable in high sec. And so they have enforcers out who want to enforce the code of Haldima or whatever the hell it is. And there's a series of things that you have to do if you're a high sec miner, and one is to avoid the appearance of AFK mining or botting, which means you have to respond in local within a few seconds of if they hail you. And of course PC and I were in fleet and we were talking in fleet, not paying too much attention to local. And Stabber came in. I didn't see it flash. And so she started bumping. And we played with her for a little bit, and then it was going to be time where I had to fix up her anyway. It wasn't worth the hassle, so I just docked up. We docked the fleet, split the goods. It's a good thing we did too, because it took a while to split up that much ore. And yeah, worked out. But the more I thought about it, it's like, so how do we deal with these people? Because Geffer hasn't really had code in it. We haven't really been bothered by miner bumpers. Although perhaps they've been there all along and I just haven't noticed because I mine when they're not there. They're sort of catch as catch can. And a lot of times I haven't been mining minerals, I've been mining missions for cash. And so I haven't really paid that much attention. But, you know, it's like, okay, so here's this avatar. A relatively young avatar, 5 months, a member of an NPC corp, so you can't declare war on her. Then trying to collect $10 million from all of the miners in Geffer. And I'm not going to pay $10 million. $10 million is a drop in the bucket. It's a piss hole in the snow. It's like half of a mission. But the problem that CodeDot and James315 have is that James315 is their leader. Is that you're much more likely to get ganked if you have a permit. They sell mining permits. So if you have a permit, you're much more likely to get ganked because miners who are on their list get first attention. And if you happen to be, you know, doing something other than watching your miners spin, you happen to be working in a different window, you happen to be working on a different alt, or you happen to be doing something in planetary or whatever, then, you've lost your $10 million your permit's no longer valid. We're going to gank you. And so they come in with Catalyst and they gank you. It's like, oh, okay, fine. So there's no value. There's no benefit in paying the $10 million because you're still, even with the indulgence, you're still they can take it away any time. So their permit, they can mark the permit invalid for no reason whatsoever, just because they want to. It's in part of the code that they can do that. So, because I did go read it, I thought, well, if I could pay $10 million and not be bothered, then I'd pay $10 million. That's nothing. It's nothing to me now. It would have been a lot to me when I started out, but it's nothing to me now. But the reality is that having a permit just makes you more likely to get hit, not less likely. So I started thinking about, well, okay, so what do we do? And then it occurred to me, I think it was this morning, it occurred to me that, okay, they're creating content. This is what they're doing to have fun. All right, I can accept that. It's a legal part of the game. So when they log on, I'll log off. I'll go run missions. I'll go do exploring. I'll go, I'll play a different alt. I'll mine in a different region using different characters. It doesn't matter. And the only way they can have fun, the only way they can play, is if we play along. If we don't play along, then, you know, what's the most they can do? They gank me. They sneak up on me and kill my retriever. All right, go ahead. I make a retriever for about a dime. I have the skill and the material and the blueprints and about six retrievers in my hangar. So yeah, okay, sure. I got to replace a retriever and it's a Griggs and buy some more crystals, get some more mining heads. But it's like, yeah, it's just not, it's just silly. And when it came to me that I have to play along in order for them to play, it became really clear how you beat code. Go do something else. If they can't harass you, I mean, they can trash talk you in local all they like, but if they can't actually bump you, if they can't actually prevent you from doing what it is you're doing, they're not having any fun either. Go someplace else. Do something else. Every account is allowed 3 alts. And while it costs money to train all the alts, or time, one or the other, it's still a lot cheaper, probably in the long run, than trying to fart around with code in any way whatsoever. Now, they've started bumping freighters and having fun that way, but they must. They're going to have a hard time taking out my freighter. Not that they can't do it. They certainly can, but it's going to be very expensive. Not that they have money problems. They have people contributing billions of ISK just to keep them in cheap ships to harass people with. But like I said, I have said before, EVE is the only game I know of where griefing is a valid career choice. It's looked at as something that people are permitted, even encouraged, to do as part of playing the game, as part of creating content. And that makes it kind of a pain in the butt. And I take Tara Lee's dislike of it myself. I'm not terribly thrilled with it. It's just part of the game. And so part of the game becomes, well, how do you minimize it? How do you make it be less important? And the answer is, it's pretty simple. Mostly, particularly with people like code, you basically ignore them, and you account for the fact that you're going to get kit once in a while. And when you do, you just make sure you have enough in the bank to pick up again and carry on without actually really noticing that much. So, I'm back. I'm at the back gate. Oh, where the hell is my... There it is. Voice recorder. 2020, but I've been standing here for a minute talking. So, another good walk. I had a great time. It wasn't quite as cold this morning as it was yesterday, although my beard is soaked. It's dripping on my... It's dripping down my coat. Oh, clever. Classy. I'll need a towel. At any rate, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.